You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
With the sixth pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Washington Wizards select Trey Johnson from the University of Texas.
I can tell when Anthony's had some influence. It always ends up being about that round ball. My faith has been restored. Whew, from the Junkies. JP, I got you, brother. He's riding around. Oh, he's probably being driven. A man of his extraordinary talents probably doesn't even drive anymore. He's driven. But I got my copy of Faith Restored. Do you gentlemen all have a copy?
Yes, indeed. Got my copy yesterday.
You got yours yesterday.
Yep. Man, looking forward to reading it.
Yeah, he just texted me. And he's out there. He's probably being chauffeured.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
One of the junks.
One of the junks. Yeah. That's how they roll. And I am so honored to be able to read this and had a chance to talk with him while he was developing it. Forward is by a gentleman I know pretty well. He wore 7. He's an Irish. Theismann, last name, first name, Joe. And I have really, you talked about this, the content of this book, when you've been a part of it and it's been a part of your life, talking to JP, going through it, and he's diligent. I mean, he's based on when he goes into his literary bag, you wouldn't even know he's part of Junkies, because their entertainment value is vast. I mean, that's what we do. They keep it rocking and rolling, and you're entertained. You don't even think that there's an author within this group, and it shows you the levels of talent and also their passion. All of them have a passion for sports. I can't imagine how diligent you have to be to go through and research and do all the things you have to do. But when it's something that excites you, and we all in this region are excited by the burgundy and gold, and it's what made last year so unique. And it's what's made this year devastating. And to have it, to get that close to it, and to have it taken away. So the question is, how do we get it back? And what is the formula? I know you think I'm picking on him, but I'm not. When I go to Darius, I say, I look at him as like a scholar, even though he's a baby. Okay. And I go, can they receive the success that they achieved last year running back the exact same outfit from the management and staff? Can you honestly say that you believe that that's possible?
I do, because we've seen it happen before. But I think that... we've seen it happen. We saw it happen in 2024. I don't see why it can't happen again. Okay. With the same staff and management, but the talent level is where on the roster is where we have to make changes. It's the only way to prove that it can happen again, or can't.
But who do we identify with being part of the problem as to why the roster looks like it looks? And acts like it acts.
It's a great point.
They acquire it. They're responsible for training it. And yet we're going to just give them a pass when it flops?
No, there definitely has to be philosophy changes with the staff as well. They have to go into this new season, one, thinking, okay, we can't be as old of a roster as we were this year. Because clearly that affected some things. Clearly we had injuries and mishaps because the age of our roster wasn't where it needed to be. So that needs to be one of the philosophies that changes.
Okay, they took a shot at it.
They did. They took a shot at, at bringing in veterans. It didn't work. They have to realize it didn't work and can't run that part of this organization back again. The other part is the I lost my train of thought.
Well, how do you deal with okay, so you are seeing your assisted living operation, but you haven't shown me that you have the ability to run a good daycare. Because you don't look good with your youth. Your youth don't develop.
That's a good point.
They haven't developed yet. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Because that guy over there that I have to deal with on a regular basis with the do-rag, this is the kind of abuse I take.
It's a sparkling do-rag.
I know. He's got, he's got 100 of them. He's got 100 of them.
It's blinding that camera in front of you.
And so what I'm saying is that I asked you guys, because you all obviously the experts. I believe what my eyes tell me. So now you're telling me to trust a group that basically just had a class that didn't graduate. They picked them. Nobody forced them on them. They selected them. So did they select the wrong people, or do they lack the ability to train them to do their job?
It's one of the questions that...
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Gonna have to answer.
Okay. But you can't answer for him.
I can't answer for him. Okay. I'm not the one in the building every day.
All right, what about Hercules? Hercules, what say you?
Honestly, I'm right there with theirs. Like, I feel as if, again, I saw it last year. I saw this happen last year. I saw it work. I saw it do well. And of course, you look at this year and you're like, okay, like, there are some questions here, but I've seen it, Doc. I can't look past
that. No, we've seen it. JP just wrote, he got a book. It's called Faith Restored. But for how long?
Well, that's,
how long is the period of faith being restored?
Well, I can tell you this much. If we suck again in 2026.
Is he going to write another one?
Faith restored again.
Okay.
Or faith
Look, I'm asking, this is what people want to know. I get bombarded with it, but I don't have the freedom when I'm under the reign of the do-rag man, okay? I feel like a prisoner.
I will say, Doc, I think there's one thing that a lot of us are forgetting about that 2024 year.
Okay.
And as good as, you know, as much credit as we want to give the staff,
okay,
I think we got to give a lot more credit to JD5 because I feel like he bailed us out a lot in many of those situations. The fact we won 5-6 games on the last play of the game because of Jaden Daniels and his, you know, his magic, like, that can't be, you know, overlooked. So I think him getting injured, him not being available as much this year was sort of kind of a blessing in disguise because it showed, you know, us, it showed the staff, it showed the fan base that we aren't as close as we thought we were. That would be my only pushback to what you guys are saying.
So we weren't as close as we thought we were.
Okay. Not at all.
Okay, I still am not. Well, you know, it's not just for me to make this decision. It's for the fan base. It's for the audience to decide. My question is, do you see what I see? I give you all the credit in the world for the balloon going up, but you want no blame when the balloon goes down. So let's just split it in half. And go, then where do we go from here? Let's just say nobody's at fault, which is impossible. But if you believe that nobody's at fault, then you're going to run the whole crew back again. You're going to run the team. You're going to run the management and the staff. You're going to run it and say, okay, prove best 2 out of 3. Is that what you're telling me?
I just know they need to try some different things going into this next year. That we can't have a soft training camp like we did this past year. We can't have a player holding a core player holding out of an entire training camp and missing, you know, several weeks of practices that ended up proving to be critical. We can't have players who are not playing in preseason games and their first time touching the field is the regular season and then clearly not warmed up to what it's like to play professional football for a full 17
Okay, and full disclosure.
Yeah.
Full disclosure. The Rams play nobody.
This is true. Yeah.
And come out. It's not this like, and I want the public to understand that there's a number of ways to skin a cat. What the Rams do, it works for them. I think it's clear that our approach did not work for us. The way they tackled that, or I don't even know if we'd call it tackling, I would say I'm no expert in watching what in describing tackling, but my eyes don't lie. We're terrible. And how can you be that way consistently and not have solved that yourself during practice? That makes me not want to trust you. That's not on a person. That's on a system. Got to find a way to fix it. You're not supposed to be this bad at any fundamental at the end of a year. If you did this in September, I go, yo, I get it. You didn't hit. You guys played patty cakes. We're in December. It can't just be me. I can't be the only person that views this way. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Tomorrow's a brand new year. What needs to change on our part with the Burgundy and Gold in order for this not to repeat itself? Because we have no idea. What, are you going to go take the best out of three? That's a gamble. I'd like to ensure my bet was better. So for y'all to wager it the way you do, you feel me on this? How do I set myself up so that I can guarantee a win? That I know I'm working with people that can get me the desired results I'm looking for. I'm not looking to be in last place. I'm looking to be in first place. So how do we get there? A, I don't necessarily know if it's a schematics deal. I know what I hear on a number of shows. What I hear is we don't run the ball enough. That doesn't mean that we're right, but I sure hear it a lot. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I'd like to hear from you as we close out 2025. What gives us the best chance to be successful in 2026? I don't think that's too much, as I can't wait to jump into my new book, Faith Restored. I'd like to see faith restored.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.